Christ is more colossal, more unfathomable
than we can imagine.
And the church has always been in the business of trying to clean up Jesus' act. It wants to fix things, make it more presentable, you know. People don't want to hear stories like this. You can't say things like that in public. How dare you? So let's fix them up, don't you think? However, Jesus has never been a class act. Even St. Paul and St. John, the visionary, when they try to describe the works of Jesus, are only scratching the surface. This guy is uncontainable. The sentence preceding the gospel story for today, immediately before this, in Matthew's gospel is, "The first shall be last, and the last
shall be first."
First. Now, he may have been referring to the Gentiles who would be coming into this early Jewish Christian church, so you should welcome them. He may have been referring to the weak, the elderly, the vulnerable, the sick, the compromised, the children. But most likely, he's referring to the leaders of the church. Because Peter and the others were always saying, "What do we get out of this? What do we get out of this? We're working so hard. What do we get out of this?" Now, this reminds me of the Peace Council. Now, every time we meet, it's always Margaret and Pat and now Sarah who are saying, "What do we get out of this? Interest forward and center, right? I have really perfected this. You're not much competition. I'm really good at this. Making sure everything is to my advantage. Have you ever met anyone like that? The original text literally says, "Why is your eye evil when my heart is good?" Abandon friends, just abandon all the narrowness and pettiness and start practicing wild generosity. I never get an amen on that. Wild generosity, undeserved, boundless, energetic generosity with others, with life, with those you don't like, with those you love. Just be generous.
Amen.
Amen.
Take a look at that by our friend Richard Kemper. It is just astounding to me, this laughing Jesus. Why is he laughing? Well, it starts with, how did we get here today? Does anybody remember? I mean, I'm trying to remember how we got born and this life on this planet. I just can't, you know. Who was cleaning up the oceans last night? Who had that assignment?
Mm-hmm.
Who put the stars up in the heavens again? Perfect arrangement. Did you see that last night? Not one of us was out of order. The galaxy is spinning, you know. Who was in charge of that? Somebody providing oxygen this morning around the planet? Who's doing this? That's why he's laughing. But he's also laughing because real wisdom, friends, leads to real joy and happiness. In fact, it's been said that the greatest courage is to live from happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Are you tough enough to live from happiness? That's the way it sounds like the church presenting it all the time. Where's the joy? So the fashion show is all about these works of art spreading their stuff. God's asking, are you enjoying this? At least moments and days, connections of the heart that make you alive again. To live in joy and happiness and wonder, it does require discipline and compassion. But only those who truly love life, love the world, love God, can ever really see in those wonderful moments the radiance of which we're a part. We get to be here. So when we taste this meal of joy, down deep, sometimes we understand that nothing can really be taken from us. It's all a blessing. Come to Jesus. Come home.
Amen.
Keep your heart simple.